Why today doesn't suck.
This is Brittany, and today's her birthday. Well, happy birthday, Brittany. How do you want to celebrate? Do you want me to sing your birthday song?
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Hello?
Sweet.
At 2:57, Michael Ezekiel Gruber.
Weird. Thank you, Bug. Efficient Attic Systems and Don Davis Auto Group bring you my nizzle.
I refuse to talk after that, dude.
I'm sorry, Bob.
I'm not going to say a word.
Awkward.
Oh, Dan's not here? I'm sorry. Here's Donovan.
Thank you, Groups. Let's bring in the hard line.
Who's Groups?
Mike and Corby. They're not here.
There's Groups.
Hello, fellas.
What does that mean?
They're over there. And where is there, Mike?
Today...
Mike.
Donovan.
Mike.
Well, first of all, where is Dan?
Mouth sores.
This is a very, different and sad occasion.
You will understand why he's not here in just a moment.
Uh-oh.
So...
Not only that, I think he's planning to bounce out next Friday, too.
Does he have VD?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's spin the VD wheel.
Now, though, Mike, ask you this question, Mike?
Yes,
so,
you can.
So, as far as the whole VD thing goes, do we have a lot of things under that category?
Under venereal disease?
Under the heading of VD?
Yes.
Right. I thought that was one particular disease when I was growing up.
No, there are many different kinds of it.
Okay, so you just can't say I have that. There are other things that fall under that category.
No, VD is the larger umbrella for a number of different things like syphilis, clap, gonorrhea.
Chlamydia.
Yeah.
Clap. All the fun stuff.
Shingles?
Clap. Yeah. Dropsy.
Clap.
I want dropsy. That'd be ironic.
Scurvy.
Man, make sure you look
scurvy?
At...
Scurvy? That's not a...
Sure it is.
Cotton balls.
So you get scurvy from diddling a dirty girl?
Yeah. Donovan, don't pay any attention to him.
I don't know what scurvy is. What is scurvy?
You need more vitamin C.
Uh-oh. Killer.
Scurvy is a deficiency in...
Vitamin C.
What are shingles?
It's a rash.
It's something on a roof.
Don't forget to fix your lineups, kids.
Don't argue with
Mike. A lot of bye weeks this week.
Don't argue with Mike. He's a doctor.
Yeah. I like this. Hey, I don't know. I've never been to the clinic.
Uh-oh, killer. We're struggling over here. You okay?
I went to the menu.
What do you mean adjust your lineups? What do you mean, by that?
Make sure you don't start someone in a bye week or you look really stupid and everybody will laugh at you.
Oh.
All right. Today is Friday, October 9th. The 282nd day of 2009.
Fact, and the ninth day of the month of Rocktober.
In fact, you know what's interesting about this week, Donovan?
What's that? Rock.
LaDainian Tomlinson's in a bye week. What do you call those first 4 weeks he's had?
Yeah!
Home run.
You knocked it out the park right there, Holmes.
Yeah. Hello, Upper Deck.
There are only 83 days
left. Upper Decker?
Is
that what you said?
Upper Decker.
On this date in 1948, which might explain a lot.
Uh-oh.
Behind the solid pitching of Steve Gromek, am I saying that right? The Indians The Indians win pivotal game four of the Fall Classic, edging the Braves 2-1 to take a 3-1 series lead. Larry Doby's home run, the first by a black player in World Series history, provides the difference in the Tribe's victory.
The first bloomer.
Doby?
He hit a blown run.
On this day in 2005, Chris Burke.
His
18th inning home run ends the longest postseason game in baseball history as the Astros defeat the Braves 7-6.
Now we know why Dan's not here.
It's amazing in so many ways.
The confusion.
How everybody celebrated.
Right. Chris Burke hit a home run.
He got big hugs afterwards.
He got a lollipop. Everything was great.
They let him walk around without a leash.
Wow.
So who all's got buys this week?
Green Bay, Chicago, San Diego. and some other teams.
Not a good week for the Pack to go on a bye there, Bobbo.
Everything's fine. Just ask Ted Thompson.
Mm.
What, Chicago, two? Green Bay, San Diego, New Orleans?
You can't ask for anything more, right? Two and two? It's great.
I mean, he obviously made the right call.
Yeah.
He also did a real nice job making sure our tackle position was squared away.
Ooh. Hey, Bob and Dan.
Who did?
That was Jared Allen, though, Bob. Cut him some slack. Jared does that to a lot of guys.
Well, what about Antoine Odom?
He has a high
motor. Through the left tackle for 5 sacks back in week 2.
Ooh, didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ouch.
High motor. Hey, Bob and Dan.
But
can you wish
Ted Thompson's got it all figured out. Just ask him.
Can you wish Mackenzie Shelton a happy 26th birthday tomorrow? She's going back to the beer industry, but is still as much of a P1 as she was when she worked here. You called her last year on her birthday, so I've included the number. Should you want to rerun? Should you want a rerun of last year's Fabulosity?
You're doing so well.
That's right. She is why today doesn't suck's own Mackenzie.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to call up?
Yeah, we can if you want to. You want to?
I don't care.
She doesn't work here anymore.
She doesn't work here, but I have a number.
I bet you do.
How about that? Do I need the top one or the bottom one?
What?
Go for the bottom.
All right. I like on the bottom. My bad.
See? You should have gone with the bottom one.
I have to dial 9, right?
It's okay.
See, we need Dan here for this.
No offense, Donnie.
That's all right. Not taken. Let's see if this works.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hey, how
are
you
doing? Oh,
my God.
Happy birthday.
Hello? Woo! This is the ticket.
Hey, the ticket.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, sir. How are y'all
is
doing?
Is this Mackenzie Phillips?
Yeah, this is Mackenzie Phillips.
26 years old, huh?
26. Yeah, this is Mackenzie Phillips. I'd be a little bit older.
What do you have planned for today?
Wow. You know, a little just out and about, working a little, and dinner and out with friends tonight.
Yeah.
Totally feel you, bro. Totally on you.
Where's the party tonight, Mackenzie?
Working a little, drinking a lot.
Yeah, working a little, drinking a lot. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Mackenzie.
Let it all hang out on your birthday.
Do what?
You got to let it all hang out on your birthday. You got to go no holds barred.
Right.
Yeah.
Work without a net.
Unless you party like that.
You going to do a little some of this?
A little some of what?
This.
A little some of that.
A little some of this, a little something of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Peddling.
Mackenzie. She used to work upstairs.
Yeah, I used to work on Cliff.
Well, I miss you.
So what do you mean what do you mean by the beer industry?
I sell liquor for a living.
You drink.
Beer.
I drink it.
Near me.
To bars.
Should I try it again, Killer?
You sound like Groob Soulmate.
The order goes beer and then liquor, but...
it doesn't
really. Well, happy birthday,
Where's
Mackenzie?
The party tonight, Mackenzie?
Well, thank you, guys. I'm not sure yet. Just going out with some friends.
Wherever I am.
Yeah! Have you guys playing tonight?
No, there is no petty theft action tonight, dear.
Wilco's playing, though, sweetie.
I know, I heard that.
Overrated.
Yeah, you know, if she likes that, it'd be a good show.
Overrated.
Okay.
All right, Mackenzie, happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
I'll give you 27 licks and one to grow on.
Perfect.
All right.
Me too.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye, Mackenzie.
Call me.
Bye, Mike.
Queef.
Take the top off.
What?
You want to keep going with that? I got an email with a picture, but no name to say happy birthday. So she's a hot, but I don't know her name. So happy birthday, hot.
You know, I have a birthday, too. But
as a matter of fact, I do, too.
Our computers aren't working, and so it's really difficult.
Mac, huh? Nice.
Well, no, it's not the Mac. It's the killer. We're going to blame killer on this. Oh, you know what? I have a phone, though. A phone.
Oh, is it ringing?
A phone is ringing.
Are you looking for the one with the picture?
Yes.
I think it's Allison.
Here it is. Got it.
Allison.
Would you mind wishing my wife a happy 37th? Her name is Allison Moss, and she loves the ticket. She's a huge fan of Danny and especially Mike. She says his CD hugs are like the ones she used to get from her step-grandfather.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
How awesome
is that?
And yes, I did wake her up in that most gracious and special
what?
Ever.
Yeah, big talk.
Whatever.
Big talk.
From Jeff in North Fort Worth.
The Tallahassee tourniquet.
Well, I think Mike really enjoyed that one.
All right, I have a birthday.
Yesterday.
In fact, I have two of them.
Well, you go right ahead.
Tomorrow is the birthday of another that used to work upstairs.
Uh-oh.
Angela Tennyson.
Never heard of her.
Sunday is the birthday of Elisa Kruger.
Oh, Elisa.
You know her.
I love Elisa.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Who is Elisa?
She's a longtime listener whose daughter was... Or is a lesbian.
Yeah, and she's good at golf.
Right.
Well, we do love Elisa then. Thanks for bringing that into the world.
And carpentry.
And she's married to Tim.
Yes.
Good old Tim.
Yeah.
All right, Corby, tomorrow is my girlfriend Cynthia's 25th birthday. It would really make her day if Petty Theft's very own Old Gray Wolf sang, "Oh Me, Oh My." I have attached a picture of her. You may recognize her from a different picture sent last month. Thanks, Oscar De La Hoya on crack.
That's
Remember...
Weird. Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He was, like, really handsome, and he had the hot girlfriend.
No, he wasn't that handsome. He was De La Hoya on crack.
Well, De La Hoya's handsome.
But on crack?
That's
Name
true.
One person on crack that's beautiful or Still pretty.
Courtney
handsome.
Love.
Crack changes everything.
Whitney Houston.
But is it, like, their first day on crack?
It doesn't matter. As soon as you smoke it.
It definitely matters.
Crack is the greatest.
That's right. That's when the deterioration starts.
Right. As soon as you put your lips around that glass, you know what they call it.
But old Cynthia's hot.
Well,
so
happy birthday, hot Cynthia.
You're not going to be able to pull it up on here, Holmes.
Oh, all right, in other birthday news, Mike Singletary is 51.
How old are his eyes?
That's a almost Cowboys coach.
Annika Sorenstam is 39.
That's good stuff. Saw her play the Colonial.
Did you?
I did.
I did also.
For the front nine.
I did also. She was all hot and stuff.
Colored
panties. I don't know about hot.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
now,
she's so
she
golf hot.
Mustachioed.
Did you get the Mark Rushing birthday, Donnie?
I did not.
All right. This one just in real fast. Sorry.
This just in.
Thanks for always airing my shout-outs for my husband, P1 Jeremiah, and I. Today, we'd like to wish a happy, fabulous, at 50 birthday to our dad, Mark Rushing. Mark, no one else has ever made going over the hill look so easy and stuff and things and lots of stuff and can't wait for the party tomorrow. From Jeremiah, Melissa, Chris, and Cassie. And
Daddy touched me there.
Then it appears...
Jeremiah, I thought he was a bullfrog.
It appears Melissa has offered Mike a particularly juggy photo.
Nice.
That she wanted Mike to have.
Well, where is it?
Bob is hogging it.
It's in cyberspace. And by the way, she described it as such. I would never...
Yes, you... Oh, you say those things.
I would never...
Look at that sweater
okay.
meat.
Okay, all right. How many times have we heard him say that same thing?
Objectify women in such a repulsive manner.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
What the heck is that?
It's called the shake weight.
Boy, that is weird.
And it looks like they're doing something else. Look at that, man.
Is that like the perfect push-up?
It's a little weight
really,
that you hold, but it's
really weird.
Really
looking.
Suggestive.
But it's moving in their hands like, you know. Like Norm would enjoy. Kenny Anderson is 39.
Like oil derrick Norm?
Right.
Kenny Anderson. Let's see. The count on him, and the reason I know this is because I read a story about him just a couple weeks ago.
Well, look at me.
Look, yeah. It's always me reading.
7 kids, 5 baby mamas.
Not quite the double-double, is it?
No. It's a long way from the double-double, but still pretty impressive work.
That is him. You know, Eddie Griffin has
And bankruptcy, too.
Eddie Griffin has a reality show, and he has 8 kids by 4 baby mamas.
What about the side head tattoo?
For who? Kenny Anderson?
Yeah.
He's got one of those?
Isn't he rocking one of those?
He's got a tattoo on his head?
No, maybe he's just more neck. He's not Starbury.
Okay, a lot of guys have
that. Yeah. Although, you got to be committed to the neck tattoo if you're going to go with that.
Lil Wayne has tattoos on his eyelids.
Lil Wayne is probably not applying for any jobs very often.
He has a job.
Yeah, Lil Wayne's never going to have to get a straight gig, chances are.
Hey, what's wrong with rapping? That's a straight gig.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
That ain't
it's
a straight
music,
gig.
Man.
That ain't a straight gig.
A straight gig is being the accountant for a musician.
That's right.
No, it's not.
So a straight gig is what I'm doing right now.
So Ken Anderson.
See, I have my aspirations on other things, other more artsier pursuits, but I'm shackled to the man.
Right.
9 to 5 every day.
That's right, because I need the bread.
Scott Bakula is 55.
He's a quarterback for North Texas University.
Necessary Roughness.
Texas State. What was their team name?
Texas State.
Yeah,
and who was the star of that film?
Kathy Ireland.
Sinbad.
Damn right. Sharon Osbourne is 57.
I might.
A lot of work done on that.
Well, Tony Shalhoub.
That's a line of one.
Is 56.
Monk.
Monk. And Wings.
Boy, he gets a lot of hype at any time for that Monk.
He kind of talk like this in Wings.
Like what?
If you need to fly an airplane, you need to drink some coffee first. Thank you.
What's this, Cheech and Chong or something?
He was
what the hell is that?
He was born and raised in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Really?
Wow. Wow. He had some wacky accent on Wings. Like he was from Albania or something like that.
What kind of accent do Albanians have?
They talk like this.
Dude, that is Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong?
Yeah, you sounded just like, hey, a little bit more for Santa Claus. A little bit more
who's this?
Robert Wool is 58.
Yeah,
that guy's a terrible actor.
Arliss? How do you say that?
Arliss is terrible?
That's an awful show.
It's not.
That, with along with First and Ten, are the worst shows HBO's ever done, and I include John from Cincinnati in that list.
First and Ten. What was First and Ten?
OJ and Delta Burke.
Corby's Default.
Zachary Ty Bryan is 28.
OJ and Delta Burke.
Yeah, in First and Ten.
OJ McDuffie?
No, OJ Simpson.
OJ Santiago,
O.J.
silly.
OJ McDuffie. Now here are your spares.
Oh, my
God. Somebody go! Go, almighty!
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
It's a fart form.
Hey, I forgot Sean Lennon is 34 and Trent Lott is 68.
So now I'm supposed to
coincidence?
Now I'm supposed to remember which ones you did?
Yes.
O.J. Simpson played T.D. Parker on First and Ten.
Of course he did.
He killed in that role.
Keith Boof, 32.
Whoa.
Keith Quoof?
Keith Boof.
Keith Quoof.
Keith Quoof.
Who is Keith Boof?
Keith Boof.
Said that was that player.
He was part of the Maryland team, but he used to identify himself as Keith Boof.
That's actually Dr. Booth.
Keith Booth.
Sometimes.
Keith Boof.
Keith Boof.
You know how they have, like, the kissing booth at fairs?
He was in the Keith Booth.
You're in the Keith Booth.
Shep Messing, 57. Whoa, wait a minute here.
I think I'd rather have the kissing booth than the queef booth.
The queef booth.
Wait a minute. Keith Booth is 35. These are way off.
I said add three.
All right. Shep Messing, 60. Pete Mitchell, 38.
Pete Mitchell.
Boston College tight end, right?
Yeah.
Roman Oben, 37.
Rams.
Dave Odom.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Basketball coach?
Is he still with us?
I know Skip Prosser passed.
Oh, okay.
Dave Odom is still with us.
Yeah, Dave Odom's still with us.
67.
He looks like he's about to go, though.
He'll be at the improv this week.
Joe Pepitone, Mike, is 69.
Wow. The first player in baseball to bring a blow dryer into the room.
That's right. I sure did. I had to wave a lock, and I need to style it, but just to sound right.
You got the great Singletary?
I did.
Okay.
Hey, I'm a Joe Pepitone. I'm not going to be ignored.
You know, he's not a spare, dude.
And by the way, our...
I brought the hand dryer into the clubhouse, damn it. I'm a legend.
Are we still doing this? I thought we were done with this.
Evidently.
Wow.
By the way,
enjoy that.
A great sports birthday that should be mentioned.
Joe Pepitone.
Going into this weekend. Hope you guys don't mind me with a feature sports birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Brett Lorenzo Favre turns 40 tomorrow.
Ooh.
Who the hell
Lorenzo,
is that?
Huh? That's right.
What kind of name is that?
40 tomorrow.
Lorenzo.
Sidney Abenzo.
That means I can still play in the NFL.
Our fire of Arden Lambeau.
If you ever used a hair dryer, he's just a copying me. He's a hack.
It will be one on the road as it is in Lambeau.
God.
Give us this Sunday our weekly win. And
okay,
give us
we're probably
touchdown
good.
Passes.
No, we need
but
more
not
of that.
Let others pass against us. Lead us not into
we
frustration.
We need a lot more of that.
Yeah.
Deliver us to the Super Bowl. For thine is the MVP, the best in the NFC, and the glory of the Cheeseheads, now and forever.
Well, maybe not forever. Maybe until you whoop us for about 300 yards and 8 touchdowns on a Monday night.
Come on. You're over that by now, aren't you?
He could have still been a pass.
No, I am. It's not his fault. It's that moron Ted Thompson. Oh, and let's not let Mike McCarthy totally off the hook. He could have said something.
No, he couldn't have. He's a mere employee. He would have been overruled by his boss.
This explains why there's no sun in the sky. Born on this day, now dead, John Lennon.
Wow, on his son's birthday?
That's nuts. That damn Yoko.
He and his son have the same birthday.
Why'd he plan it that way?
Yeah, he did. 9 months before his birthday, he freaking got drunk and had to do that to her. That's the only reason he did it. Golly, man. I mean, hey, I'm a dude. I pretty much roll anywhere, but damn.
The dude.
Joe. Corby, did you hear Baylor saying they're taking out Bradford tomorrow?
That's their goal, is to hurt him.
Oh, Mike, Shannon Savannah Wilsey is also born on this day, now dead.
Savannah, the porn star?
Yeah. Really? Are you sad, Mike?
Hey. What's his name was hitting that?
Well, Pauly Shore. You know.
Yeah, Pauly Shore.
The great Pauly Shore.
Was he really?
It's not Nina Hartley or Barbara Dare.
And she committed suicide.
Oh, no.
She or Nikki happy. Knockers.
Bob, that's not funny, man.
Her stuff was all fake, so she, you know, she wasn't like one of the great natural porn stars of the 70s.
Right. Yeah, it's not an Ed Haven or somebody like that.
Right, right. Lisa DeLeo.
Dead on
or
this
Vanessa
day.
Del Rio.
Right.
Dead on this day, still dead. David Duke.
Connie Wilder.
Ooh.
She's no Barbara Dare.
David Duke.
No, not that one.
Her. Already said her.
Not the racist.
Oh.
And Thalmas Rasulala. Rasulala. What? And if you don't know who he is,
you nailed it.
He was the dad on What's Happening.
Here we
Which
go.
Dad?
And he was in Roots.
Here we go.
He was Roger's dad.
I just remember Roger's
dude,
mom.
That dude was great.
I thought he was a single.
She was a single mom, but she had to get him somehow. And he was the dad. And he's dead. Oh, man. I'm so hurt.
What a day.
Why are you mocking
What
me?
A freaking day. Nah, dude, I
she
know that dude.
Fat.
She was a big girl. But, hey, who doesn't like a little heft, huh? Mike, right?
I'm all for it.
Hey, have you seen Monique, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
She has a
Here we go
she
again.
Has a talk show on BET, and she's lost like 100-and-something pounds.
Really?
Time for the
yeah.
A. Have you seen Monique? Line of
quote. File that under who gives us.
Mike, I'm telling you. You'll look at it in a different way now.
Hey, she was fine as is
Whoa,
for me.
Now, let's slow down a little bit on that. My head is still a little fat.
Well, maybe Calvin Watkins got her into shape.
I hate it when you guys argue.
I don't think Calvin likes her anymore. She's lost all that weight. Tyler?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
You know, he was married to her, you know.
Yes.
Bob.
Prove it. What does that mean?
I've had it.
I think that means we need to go.
Boy, I've officially had it.
We'll see you Monday, maybe.
Hi, this is George DeJohn, trauma surgeon.